This is a tough financial time for a lot of Wyomingites, but impacts on the general public also impact funding for local governments, which directly impacts a wide variety of services from law enforcement to streets. Laramie City Manager Janine Jordan is used to worrying about money. The University of Wyoming is the community's largest employer, but UW is tax-exempt. That means it doesn't pay property or sales taxes. How does that impact the bottom line? The State Division of Economic Analysis says Albany County's assessed valuation or property tax revenue for roughly 40,000 people is about $430 million. Campbell County is slightly bigger, but its assessed valuation is over $4 billion. That makes sales tax a pretty big deal in Laramie. And Jordan says after a pretty good year, the community finally got its revenue back up to pre-Great Recession levels. Then COVID-19 hit.
We've reached out not only to our local economic development partners, which would be the Laramie Chamber Business Alliance and the Laramie Main Street Alliance, to ask what they're seeing. And they've shared anecdotal observations that business activity in Laramie is down somewhere between 50 and 70%.
One thing that really hurt Laramie is the university asked students not to return after spring break.
So our customer base is down dramatically, and then layering on top of that these business closures. But it's kind of a double whammy effect.
Cody Mayor Matt Hall certainly understands. In his town, sales tax revenue was up 9% in early 2020. Then COVID-19 hit there. Yellowstone National Park then closed, and things no longer look rosy.
So it's going to be pretty dicey to see what we end up being faced with.
The governor wants tourism to get rolling in the next week or so, but Hall knows there will be an impact in travel this year. He says luckily they go into the summer with a bit of a buffer.
We've got a decent reserve right now. You know, I could definitely see us probably tapping into that, you know, much more than, you know, we would have expected we would have been had to. But there again, that's why you generate those reserves for, well, situations just like this, right?
It's hard to say how long the impacts will be. But Jeremiah Riemann of the Wyoming County Commissioners Association says the early returns on sales tax losses haven't been good.
In some areas, it's as high as 20%, and counties are beginning to budget around the idea that they may see a reduction of 20 to 25% in sales and use tax.
But counties are even more worried about property tax declines and whether or not those in the energy industry will be able to pay their taxes. That could mean a loss of millions, especially in years to come. Riemann, in the meantime, has been lobbying legislators and the governor for help from the Federal CARES Act to help local government. One proposal would provide $70 million through a formula, which could mean some minor relief. The governor has a plan that could put $300 million into the mix. The problem is the federal government might not agree this is a legal way of distributing the money. But if it works, Raymond says that would go a long way towards addressing the hundreds of million dollars in projected losses to local governments.
To kind of play it that way, we're getting closer to being able to cover the potential revenue impacts that they've analyzed.
Laramie City Manager Janine Jordan is nervous about the fall.
If we move into the fall and we see impacts to students returning, to sports and fall activities at the university, that could be really significant.
That's why Jordan and other government officials plan on retooling their budgets this fall after they get a better sense of what the actual impacts will be. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.